All right. I'm going to try. Be
one
a
second.
One second.
Youth League's called. They won't be available any sooner than 2:15 and 2:30.
Okay.
Bees knees 2:15.
We'll come back
that'll
that.
Work.
Yeah, so.
Okay. That'll work. All right.
2:15 or 2:30. So it sounds like they won't be available till after 2:30.
All right, we'll try at 2:15 anyway, just to keep bugging them. Okay, we're going to try the rest this afternoon. BOE 335. Do we have any information that they have more than one?
No, just one. Chateau Mountain. It's already been discounted.
They may not have that on their card, though, right?
Correct.
Hey, Ryan, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling a bit early because we've been able to get through some today. Do you have a few moments?
Okay. I do. I actually just pulled in the house, so I can talk right now.
Okay. Ryan, real quick, you just have one property here in Taney County?
Correct.
Okay. And this is a classification and possibly value appeal.
That's correct.
Okay.
Classification is the commercial versus residential.
Right. Okay. I'm going to address that in just a second. I just want to make sure. The Chateau Mountain property, the developer came in, talked to the assessor, and they adjusted values down, so it may be lower than what's actually on your card. The value we have is $550,348, and I think that was lower than what originally went out after the developer came in and spoke with the, and they adjusted some values across the board for everybody.
Yeah, I don't recall it. You don't have the tax value on it, do you?
The amount, you mean?
Yeah, the amount of tax.
Just the appraised value is what we're looking at because that's what we deal with.
Okay.
But do you know if his card was higher?
It would have gone out May 15th.
I
changed everything after that.
Okay, well, it has been adjusted down to 550,348. So,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you're okay with that. You just want to, on the classification. If this is the only property that you have in Taney County, Ryan, and you use it in a nightly rental program, we assume that you are also using it some for personal use. So on the first one, we give you a pretty good break. We give you a 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed-use classification.
Okay.
If you have any other properties that you purchase and you put them in a nightly rental program in Taney County, then we're classifying those at 100% commercial.
Okay.
All right. So as to this one, if we change that classification, are you okay with that?
I am.
Okay. As to BOE 335, I would make a motion that we deny any change in value, that value being 550,348, and that we approve a mixed-use classification of 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. We appreciate you taking it up early, and you'll get a decision within a few days. Okay?
Good. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's skip over the hotel, Grand 123. Let me call down these. I'm going to go on down to BOE 232 and try to see if I can get a hold of them.
He only has one.
Okay.
I only see one. Branson Cove.
Hello, this is Liz. Leave me a message. I'll call you back. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Liz, my name is David Akers. I'm a chairman of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you on the docket for late this afternoon, and we would like to take you up early if possible. If you could call back to the clerk's office and let us know a good time. Otherwise, we'll try again here in a little bit. Thank you.
Mark Bracehall with Hot Cell.
Okay. Call is mobile.
Let me see if you have the same number as I do. Yes.
Okay. This is one that's not on the docket. This is
just... Oh, that's right.
This is Mark speaking.
Hi, Mark. This is David Akers, Taney County BOE. I just wanted to call and confirm something before we went ahead and made the motion. It's not on there. Actual BOE docket, but it's my understanding you've reached an agreement with the assessor on a couple pieces of property.
Okay.
It's my understanding, and I don't know, because we don't have a BOE number, I have to describe them by parcel number, but there's one that's going to be exempt, and the other one, you guys came to a reduced value, appraised value of $1,299,079. Does that sound right?
Well, you're going to have to give me the parcel numbers.
Sure. Okay. On the one that my understanding is going to be exempt is the one that ends in 001.000.
001.000?
Ends in that. If you want the three numbers before that, I could give it to you, or I could just give you the whole thing, whatever you want.
What's the whole thing on it?
08-9.0-32-001-007-001.000.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that's going to be exempt. Is that correct?
Except I thought Susan called me and we agreed. I thought there was appraisal value because we had a – was that the one? I don't know if she's there with you.
She is.
But she – she had the pharmacy. Didn't we attach the pharmacy to that?
No. Here's what happened. We had accidentally attached the pharmacy, and you and I talked, and we realized it was all on that one that ends in 9. And so I moved the pharmacy back over to where it had been, so we're all lined up in the correct buildings. And we made this. That's why this one's going to be exempt, because we took it off of the wrong parcel. And everything's going to be on that parcel that ends in, I believe, 9. I don't have it in front of me. David does.
Okay, that's 08. I'm going to give you a new parcel number, the one that had the valuation of $1,299,079. The property number is 08-8.0-33-002-007-009.000. Sure. I mean, this is why we called. We just wanted to verify before we did the motion.
It's under Skaggs Community.
Did that one end in 009.000? 08-8.033-0020-007-009.
Yep. That's the one where all the money's going to go, and the one next to it is exempted then.
Okay.
So your dialysis, your pharmacy, and your pediatric cardiology is all on the one that ends in 9.000, and after we figured your square footage and the rent, it went down.
Okay.
And that value is...
Okay, so that's the pharmacy, the pediatric, and I'm sorry, Susan, off the top of my head, what's the other one? It was three leases, right? Was it three?
Dialysis.
Or two?
Dialysis, she said.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And that value
I'm
comes out...
I'm in agreement.
That value of $1,299,079 then? And the reason I'm asking that is I have to make a motion, so.
Okay, I don't have the formula in front of me of how you guys arrived at that. Susan, what's your per square footage on that?
On which one?
Here, do you need this? This is on this one here that you're putting everything on. You've got a lot size, et cetera, over there. I'll need that back in order to make the motion.
Okay, Mark, this is where you gave me the numbers on Skaggs Road for Branson Dialysis, $1,746 a square foot and 5,961 square feet.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Susan. Did you apply the same formula you did when you originally came up with the pharmacy, right?
Correct.
When we first talked about it.
Correct. We gave the cardiology $17, the same as the pharmacy, and you put down $1,746 for dialysis, and so we used that number for dialysis.
Okay. I'm good with it, David.
Okay.
I trust you guys. So what about the other properties that I filed on, Susan?
You didn't file a BOE, but I said I exempted it. That means zero.
Okay. But I mean, like Branson Hart, if there was other properties in it, and if we need to talk later, but there was other properties that we had filed on.
You never gave me any information on anything but these two.
The Branson, we don't have anything on our docket, and this is the last day of BOE. That's why I want to make sure.
Okay, I sent Branson Hart application in with all the rest of them, Susan.
Okay, that would have gone to the clerk's office, not to you guys, would it? Huh?
He didn't do a BOE.
There wasn't a BOE.
The only reason why we're coming here today is because he and I were working on this when the books closed, and so in order to come to the agreement, because we had a hard time getting hold of him, getting the information we needed. But then once we did, he said he had missed filling out the appeal. And so I didn't think that was fair to him because office was...
This doesn't have a BOE number, but we're agreeing to take it up anyway, is what she's saying, on the BOE on these properties. I don't know anything about the other ones. I'm sorry, but we can only deal with what we got in front of us right now. But let me get the motions made on these two properties. If I could, please. Okay. I got parcel number 08-9.0-32-001-007-001.000. I would make a motion to classify that property as exempt.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. On parcel number 08-8.0-33-001-007-001,